Brad Harris is a Making Awesome co-founder. He's walking around the group's 4,000-square-foot warehouse Thursday past large woodworking machines, tiny computers, and a 3D printer that's about a foot wide and a foot tall. Harris says it, or rather, she was the group's first.
She's kind of retired now. She's done her hard work.
The vast majority of the tools here were donated by Making Awesome members who range from hobbyists to inventors trying to get products to market. They all share the equipment and can take what's needed from what Harris calls the boneyard. It's a row of shelves overflowing with common household items.
This is free for the membership just to use however they see fit.
I see a couple toaster ovens and a coffee pot over there.
That's correct. The toaster ovens, believe it or not, are really useful when you're making your own printed circuit boards because you put the solder paste on, you put your components on it, and you put it in the toaster oven and it melts the solder.
Harris says this place that's been home for almost 2 years will be hard to leave. But donations, dues from about 15 members, and fees for giving classes haven't been enough to cover rent. Another co-founder, Richard Benham, says Making Awesome has also served as an incubator for a specific kind of company.
They're different than a business that would go into, like, our new business incubator at Domi Ventures at Railroad Square. That's a great facility, and it serves a super purpose for small business development. But if what you need to do is machine metal, they don't want you to do that there.
One of those startups is Optimal Bagging, founded by FSU graduate student Patrick Bresland. The company makes a device that distributes garbage bags more quickly with no unfurling necessary. Bresland says he's planning to hire 4 employees within a week, but the Making Awesome location limbo could put those plans on hold.
We look to build a factory here, or a manufacturing facility here in Tallahassee, to be able to make the product. So we're looking to expand soon. And Makerspace is actually allowing me to grow slowly while I was getting the business off the ground. That space was definitely crucial for our business.
Founders say they're optimistic a less expensive space will become available soon. TCC has asked them to vacate the warehouse by mid-October. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.